Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Baby oil apparently is the thing. At least that's some of the allegations, new allegations coming out against Sean Diddy Combs. We've, of course, heard the story of the 1,000 bottles of baby oil that he allegedly purchased from Costco. Costco saying, we didn't even sell it like that. But he's got it. Why does he have so much? Well, we may have the answer to that. The allegations in one of the lawsuits claim that he is drugging the baby oil with something maybe like a GHB, some sort of a date rape drug to induce drowsiness and loss of consciousness. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, have you ever seen this before where it's not drinks, it's not some sort of food that's being consumed, it's literally the baby oil that is tainted with a date rape drug?
No, I have never, I've never seen that for a couple of reasons, right? Mm-hmm. GHB and ketamine and other drugs that are used to just sedate people a lot of times in these sorts of crimes have to be consumed. Mm-hmm. So typically baby oil isn't consumed, but let's think about this. I guess the audience can use its imagination about the body oil, baby oil being all over the body, and then, you know, maybe people consuming it in that area. And so because of that, it then would take effect.
True.
So, I mean, I have to say, if they prove that it's true, and they're going to test all that, the government knows already, ingenious, I guess, for somebody wanting to do this type of a crime.
Well, if we're talking logistics of it, obviously there's like topicals and things like that out there. A lot of times used for relaxation, you see it with CBD, you see it with THC and stuff. I guess it's not that far of a stretch to assume that, well, I mean, I guess if applied to the body, you know, it would eventually, you know, go into your bloodstream in some way, shape, or form. I'm thinking that's probably what, if these allegations are true, what he had in mind.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no other reason, right? If mm-hmm. it's proven that indeed that baby oil is laced with one of these drugs such as GHB, then that's the obvious reason why. But the only caution I would give is that I have not seen the government say that. The mm-hmm. government was very specific, mm-hmm. and you would think that if it was baby oil they seized laced with GHB, that would have been denoted.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in any of the court documents. So I hesitate to believe it's definitely true.
Sure.
But would I be surprised? Oh, no.
would the government, I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, when they went in there and they seized all this stuff, when they found the 1,000 things of baby oil, would they think to even test the baby oil, or would they just look at them and go, okay, here's 1,000 things of baby oil. That's pretty weird. But would they think, let's test this to see if there's something else in it? I don't know that if I were investigating, that would even cross my mind at that moment.
I mean, you bring up a good point, but certainly they would want to investigate.
Now,
as we all know, the baby oil typically has that barrier, mm-hmm. a silver barrier, oftentimes that you have to peel off mm-hmm. before the oil will come out so it doesn't make a mess. I don't know if it's on all brands or just some brands. But, you know, if anything looked like it had been tampered with or maybe a needle mark at the top of something. So, in other words, was it truly sealed?
True.
If it wasn't truly sealed, then certainly investigators would want to see if there was anything else in there. I think they would look because it's so unusual to have 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Yeah.
I think they would be wondering, is this really baby oil? So, I mean, yes, in answer to your question, if I'm on scene whenever I was on scene and saw something odd like that, always wanted to look into it.
Well, and then it makes you wonder, like, if this in fact is true, did they, you know, basically taint all of them at once, or was it kind of as needed, we're going and mixing this in? I mean, there's so many possibilities, but it really does show, if this is true, just the covert lengths that this man went to sedate people and to get them into the state that he wanted them to be in. It's very disturbing. And then it starts to make you wonder, well, if he's willing to do that, I mean, obviously he's willing to do a lot of things allegedly, but if he's willing to put this in the baby oil, it really makes you wonder what else is going on behind the curtain here of Diddy. What else are these guests walking into? What else is going on that they're unaware of if they're at these parties? And does this, in some way, shape, or form, if in fact it's true, would this provide some sort of, I don't know, out or some sort of grace for those who may be found in these videos at these parties, if in fact they have this on them and they're being affected, but they're unaware of it being affected? Could that be an argument for them saying, look, yes, our client is performing horrible things in this video, but they were drugged and they didn't even know they were drugged?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think some people were completely taken advantage of. I mean, I would expand on what you said to even include the fact that he had 1,000 baby oil, mm-hmm. bottles of baby oil there. In other words, the volume of possible victims, mm-hmm. you know, nobody keeps that amount around unless you literally have a huge number of individuals coming in that you're trying to sedate, if you will, or engage in these types of sexual acts with, right? So no matter what, whether it was tainted or not, just yeah. the volume to me, when I first heard that, I thought, geez, how many does he go through a day?
He found a really good Amazon Prime sale, I'm sure, and just said, let's buy it all or something. It's so bizarre.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah. We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.